Mr. McGregor, sir.
Yeah.
You are.
Clark McGregor, Mr. President.
How'd you get along with your Southerners today?
We did well with the Southern group, Mr. President, on busing. We had a very fine, productive meeting.
How many people came, Clark?
About 20, Mr. President.
Good. House members only?
House members only.
Right.
We met in Les Aaron's whip office just off the House floor, and there were a lot of votes, and so we had to sandwich it in between votes. But we had the powerful people there. We had Joe Wagoner and the vocal, powerful people who are identified with this issue. The only one we were missing that's been identified that I'm sorry we didn't have was Tom Downing. He was not, however, in town, but we'll follow through and get him.
Sure.
And a couple of others. But the meeting was excellent, Mr. President. If I do say so myself, and I have to add that because I handled it, but Jerry Ford and Richard Plouffe just were magnificent in their support of you and in of the position we've taken.
Good.
And the meeting finally ended by saying, yes, we recognize that the president is absolutely right. We can't get a constitutional amendment. We're afraid that the moratorium will slow down the pressure for the constitutional amendment, but of course, we could be mistaken in that, and we recognize that the constitutional amendment can't be passed with a two-thirds vote in the Senate, and surely we couldn't get 38-state legislatures. So, we agree on that. And we're gratified to hear that the president is hard on the moratorium and will not countenance any weakening of the moratorium.
Good.
We're pleased with that, and I pointed out to them and hammered at Section 406 and the 5- and 10-year cleansing provisions, provisions by which court orders cease to have any effect. And Joe Wagoner finally came up with two modest proposed amendments, one to the moratorium proposal, which would, in his, strengthen it, and that was in the findings clause, and namely that old busing orders are as bad as new busing orders as a finding of Congress. Of course, a finding of Congress would not in any way diminish from the
perfectly all right
fact. So I said I see no objection whatever to that. Second amendment that he had was to the that he wanted to propose was to the Equal Educational Opportunities Act proposal, and it had to do with borrowing some language that the Chief Justice has used in the opinion on the Three Sisters Bridge with respect to the authority of Congress. And I said, Joe, will you send me that language? And I'll certainly do what I can to see if we can consider it. I said, the President can't modify his proposal now, but if it's offered by you, we could give support to it if Jerry Ford and Richard Ralph support it.
That's the stuff.
And Jerry and Richard said they would. And so we've made good progress, Mr. President. We'll follow through with those who could not attend the meeting this morning.
Good.
I don't have such good news to report to you, sir, on the proceedings in the Senate Committee on the
Judiciary. I got the report this morning that Eastland backed off.
Yep. And there have been additional developments, sir, that we're discussing right now. By we, I mean Bob Alderman, Chuck Olson, Wally Johnson, myself.
What are they?
We cannot be sure that there will be a vote next Thursday, even though it appears as though Eastland has promised such a vote. He said, I can't guarantee that there won't be a filibuster within my committee, that the vote on termination of the hearings may not take place till Friday, and then, of course, if we don't have a quorum, we might have to go over to the next week.
Mm-hmm. So you think maybe Eastland is playing their game?
I am.
That's the problem.
Yes, sir, I am.
So what else?
The second development, Mr. President, is that even some of our Republican senators are saying that maybe the thing to do is to divide the issue of a continuation of the hearings from signal to the Senate to start the Kleindienst to
debate
in the Senate. They want to go on and continue the hearings, and I said, under no circumstances could we give any support to that. So I have... I regret to tell you, Mr. President, no favorable news to report as a result of the Senate Judiciary Committee. We're discussing it here, and I intend, sir, to give you some detailed report in writing with some suggestions that I have for your consideration.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So at the present time, then, what happened? Did they hear Janine today?
Yes, and they're hearing him again this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And who
are they scheduling after?
No other additional witnesses will be scheduled, Jim Eastland assures me, until the executive session has been held.
What about that? I thought they wanted to hear the secretary and the lawyer.
I think I persuaded Senator Eastland that that would not be in the interests of anyone whom he professes to be supporting in this effort. Hal Janine is doing a good job. Mm-hmm. He's an effective witness. He's doing a fine job.
Yeah. But the point is that now the Republicans may not stand up on termination of the hearings. Is that it?
Senator Mathias
he
will not commit his vote to me to vote to terminate the hearings, and Senator Scott keeps talking about severing the issue of going forward with Kleindienst and the issue of terminating the hearings, and I have knocked that down repeatedly, but he continues to talk about it. And
why the hell does he do that?
I asked him, why are you doing that? And he said, this is the way to muster the necessary votes for Kleindienst confirmation.
We don't care much about that. You know what I mean? That's not the big issue now.
I kept saying that Kleindienst is simply a backdrop for the gut political fight between Teddy Kennedy and Richard Nixon. That's what this is. This is we can't seem to get our Republican senators to appreciate the full gravity of this situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we're still fighting, Mr. President.
Well, we can't go now. We can't have Kleindienst. I mean, he doesn't have the provocation to do anything at this point. He can't. You know what I mean?
We've got to have the vote.
The big move. He's got to have a vote before he can do anything.
That's right. We've got to have that vote.
Yeah. And then let's see. But. Yeah.
And so our energies are all devoted to, and will be continued to be devoted to getting 8 votes, 9 if we get 100% attendance, we'll need to vote for termination period without any additional witnesses on this aspect or that aspect at all. So we'll continue our efforts in that direction.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that sounds right. I at least. I think
the meeting is to meet with the people who are specified, not with
the very fact that you're going to the very fact that you're going on to the for a week, it seems to me, or I mean, going off for a week, that's good. You know what I mean?
I think it is. There will be no.
There's a certain tendency, Clark. You got to remember too in these things that people get awful goddamn tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's a news story.
Right.
People can get a little satiated with it.
Yes, and we.
And I just let them. I just let the thing ride around a while and rumble around, and at least. At the present time, there's a certain amount of confusion, I suppose, at ITT, and can keep their side up front this time. Okay?
Thank you, Mr. President.
Bye.
Bye.